Brother Tony's come and take us up to 4 o'clock hour. Amen. That one takes you 15 minutes.
2 months, like that preacher said. Amen. We appreciate the opportunity to get to minister to you for... Pray that God's will to be done. I was seeking the Lord about 3 weeks ago, and I didn't know if I was going to get to come or not. I wanted to, but I wasn't sure if I'd get to come. And while I was praying, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, gave me this message, and sent me. Amen. So, I first of the week, I was thinking, well, Lord, you know, sooner or later, you know, door's got to be open. I can't open it. And then I thought, well, Lord, maybe you missed it or I did one. Amen. Then Brother Ralph this morning after breakfast said, get your gun loaded. I mean, I've been sitting on ready all week. Whew. You ever been that way? Praise God. I told him, I said, they're already loaded. I just need to pull a hammer back. Praise God. So you pray for me. I just try to maybe give you the theme of what the Lord showed me there in prayer. And maybe you can sort out the rest of the fill-ins that normally I'd do if I had an hour and 15 minutes or so. But in the book of St. Mark, the 6th chapter, 22nd verse, when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his old sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. Immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. The situation here is that this daughter pleased the king, and different ministers have hit on this subject this week, and the church, different things, and I guess we don't really realize, or I never had till the Lord got to talking to me, what was offered to this damsel, this stepdaughter of Herod, his niece, if you will. And he told her, said, ask of me what soever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he swear unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. Now here is a young lady that was offered the opportunity to rule. Here was a young lady that was offered the opportunity to do some good for mankind in a rulership of position there in the city. Here is a woman that was given the opportunity to become famous, to do great works, and instead of accepting the half of the kingdom, she said, I'd rather have the preacher's head. And if the Lord will help me just for a few minutes, I'd like to preach on, I'd rather have the preacher's head. Amen. You see, there's a lot of people today that God has given the opportunity to work for Him. They have extended to the church the power of God to reach souls. They have extended to different individuals the work of God to reach the world with the gospel, to reach their community, to lay hands on the sick and recover. Praise God, to do great and mighty works in their community. But instead of reaching for that kingdom, instead of reaching for the vast work that God has. There's so many, Brother Ralph, are so wrapped up in themselves, are so narrow-minded that they would rather attack the man of God, that they would rather go after the preacher, they would rather have his head in their charger, they would rather have his head at their disposal instead of working for God. My. You don't realize what this young lady gave up to get the preacher's head. Praise God. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today, you don't realize what you're giving up by turning your thoughts and your attention away from the lost and away from your loved ones and away from the work of God to go after the man of God. My, how many young men and women have lost out with God? How many of our children have backslid on God because mamas and daddies, instead of working for salvation, turned their hand to the throne of the man of God and said, I'd rather have the preacher's head. I don't normally write down messages, but as this began to come to me, I just had to jump up and write, because I knew there wouldn't be no way I'd be able to remember all that the Lord was speaking to me. You see, the problem was her mother had a quarrel against the preacher. You see, Brother Bill Houston sings a song, and I liked it the first time I heard it. And he said, if you read your Bible, you'd understand. John the Baptist was a wholeness man. And you see, John the Baptist come against Herod, and he told him it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother's wife. Oh, I want to tell you, because of that statement, Herod's wife got a quarrel against the man of God. I want to tell you tonight, the reason a lot of people are attacking and going after the preacher's head is because they didn't like what they preached, and they've got quarrel against him. I want to tell you tonight, if you're here, and I believe you are, because God didn't send me this far, praise God, without somebody being here to hear the word, I want to tell you tonight, you better remove your hand. You better get your hand off the man of God. You better get your hand off from him, or you will be smitten dead. You see, she consulted her mother who had the quarrel. Said, now what should I ask for? She didn't say, go ask for the kingdom. Go ask to sit beside him and rule. Don't go in there and ask that he would help the poor. Don't go in there and ask that he would set John the Baptist free. Oh, she could have done just as well. She could have went in and said, look, I'd rather you set John the Baptist free. That's what I'd like for you to do. But no. Oh, praise God, through evil consultation, Brother Webb, she went in there and said, I would that you give me the preacher's head in a silver charger. I want to know. Oh, I would to God today. I believe there's some would rather have the preacher's head in a charger on their mantle then they rather see their children saved. You've heard some good preaching. God bless your heart. I feel like Michael sometimes. Praise God, seems like I get these sometimes. But I want to tell you, there's people are, oh, they're coming against God's man when they need to be worrying about lost souls. Why are preachers being thrown out of churches? Praise God, it's this Herodias wife spirit. Praise God, it's his spirit, brother. Why are they coming against a man of God? It's because of this spirit. It's the same spirit God in Cain. It's the same spirit, praise God, that got a hold of Judas. It's the same spirit that got a hold of Korah. I want to tell you tonight, we better wise up, friend. There's a lot of men and women who are going to stand in judgment with Herodias' daughter. Praise God, that went after the preacher's head. Praise God. Oh, I've only got 5 minutes. How many times have people given up their chance to rule and reign with Christ after listening to wicked and ungodly counsel from some man or woman who had a quarrel against the preacher just so they could see the man of God destroyed? They say in their heart, I'd rather have the preacher's head. I'd rather give up that great offer to rule and reign. I'd rather get up that great offer to have something, praise God, to be remembered by. Oh,
Praise God, I'd rather give up the opportunity to reach people and help souls just to have that preacher's head in my hand. Oh, church, we need to listen today. There's a lot of people, although they don't physically go after the man of God in their heart and at the dinner table and at their home, praise God, they are running that man down. They just as well take the sword and cut his head off and hang it on the mantle with the deer heads and the fish and the moose heads. Oh, I believe they'd be prouder of it, Brother Bill, if they could mount the pastor's head right to the wall.
That ain't a trophy, but there's a lot of people got them. I said there's a lot of people have gotten them. Oh, God help me, I got to hurry. We don't realize it. As a young boy, his pastor went to eat at his house, and a little boy answered the door. The pastor tapped real lightly on the door, and mom and dad was busy in the kitchen preparing the meal. And a little boy opened the door, and the pastor come in, sat down unannounced, and wanted to strike up a conversation with the young man, and said, "Hey, young man," said, "son," said, "what are we having for supper?" That little boy said, "Why, sir, we're having buzzard today." And the preacher said, "Oh, surely not. Surely we're not having buzzard." And the old young man said, "Yes, sir. I heard mom and daddy say we're having that old buzzard for supper. I want to tell you tonight, there's a lot of people are destroying their children. There's a lot of people are ruining the youth of our country and ruining the youth of the church because they're running a man of God down. I want to tell you tonight, it's time you get your hands off God's man before the wrath of God cuts you off." Oh, I wish I had something sweet to say. I do. James, Herod cut his head off and would have cut Peter's off. You know why? Because it pleased the people. It pleased the people. You know how folks are voting pastors in and out? Because it pleases them. Amen. I've never read the headlines where a sheep attacked a shepherd. Wolves attack the shepherd. Sheep do not attack their shepherd. You want to know where you're at today? Ask yourself, have you been attacking the man of God? Amen. I think sometimes, and I go to churches, and bless God, God moves. We have revival, and somebody gets stirred up because they didn't like the preaching, had a quarrel against me or got a quarrel against the pastor. Amen. And next thing you know, they want to vote them out, want to get rid of them. That ain't a sheep. That's a wolf spirit. I know there's instances where that may have to happen. But I want to tell you something. It shouldn't be the majority. Amen. Come on now, church. Amen. God bless your heart. I'm not trying to be mean, but I want to tell you, David, Saul was pursuing him. He was the king of Israel. Amen. He had a great job to do. And what was he doing? He was out in the cave trying to run David down. Amen. Trying to run down God's anointed. He had a lot more work to be doing at home. He had a lot more work he could have done back at home. But instead, he's out in the wilderness trying to run down the anointed of God. Praise God. David said, "What am I? A dead dog? What am I? Flee? Oh, Saul, you're the king, man. You're supposed to be doing about your business instead of worrying about me." If men and women today would get their attention back to lost souls, get their eyes back on the lost, get their eyes back in concern about their children and the church itself, and praise God, quit worrying about the preacher's head coming to them in a charger, I guarantee you we'll see revival. We'll see the Spirit of God move again. We'll see the power of God manifested again. We got to get our hands off God's men. We got to get our hands off the men of God, or else we're going to perish. Peter's head would have been cut off had it not been for a few praying people that was concerned for their preacher. There'd be a lot more preachers beheaded today if it wasn't for a few praying people seeking God for us. I wish I had an hour. Church,
I hope you got the message. Hope you got the message. Herodias, her daughter gave up a chance to rule. Her daughter gave up the opportunity to do great and mighty works because she said, I'd rather have the preacher's head. Oh, God, help us today. I stand side by side with these men of God. Amen. I stand side by side with all these that have preached today. And oh God, let Brother Brent preaching on the warfare. I'm going to tell you there's a warfare. And it ain't only against the devil. There's people warring against God's man. Amen. It started out with Cain. And it ain't never left. Church, don't be guilty. Don't be guilty. God has given us a greater opportunity. He has given us greater visions than going after the head of the preacher. Amen. Praise God. God bless your hearts. Love everyone.
Oh my, there's a lot of famous people in this world, aren't there? They've took a lot of preachers' head off. Amen. They sure are. There's a lot of people famous. Amen.